Good afternoon. News time is 12 noon. Temperature outside, 25 degrees. That's going to be about as high as it's going to get the rest of this Thursday under partly sunny and windy conditions. A collision in the fog several miles east of Elkhart Lake late yesterday morning resulted in injuries to both of the drivers. Mike Kinzel has more.
The Sheriff's Department said it happened shortly after 11 yesterday morning on County A. Sergeant Brad Jorsch said 56-year-old Dennis Summer of Elkhart Lake pulled out from a private driveway when his pickup truck collided with an oncoming SUV on County A driven by 32-year-old Jamie Kohlberg, also of Elkhart Lake. Kohlberg was taken by ambulance to St. Nicholas Hospital. Summer was transported to Sheboygan Memorial. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
A Sheboygan man who was implicated in a Sheboygan County Meg Unit drug investigation during the summer of 2011 was recently sentenced to prison. 24-year-old Eliel Martinez Gomez had sold cocaine to an undercover agent on several occasions in 2011 and was arrested earlier this year. On Tuesday, he appeared before Judge Angela Sukevich and was sentenced to a year and a half in prison to be followed by 2 years on extended supervision. The cash bond for a Fond du Lac woman suspected of shooting her husband to death has been increased to $300,000. A packed courtroom yesterday morning watched the latest court proceeding against Eve Nance, who faces a first-degree intentional homicide charge. This included Rodney Emerson, a friend of the victim, Timothy Nance.
Well, it was packed. It was like a court divided. You know, you got people here supporting Eve Nance. You got people here supporting Tim. But, I mean, all personal feelings set aside, I feel like, Tim is not the only victim here. I mean, he does have a daughter.
Emerson felt the bond amount was sufficient and says people on both sides of the family have to come together for the couple's daughter's interests. A preliminary hearing is set 1 week from today. Mass demands for better pay. Some fast food workers protesting in cities across the country. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown reports from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Nobody is outside yet for the scheduled protest here, but the owner of the restaurant came out and spoke.
When they're talking about these billions of dollars, that's not showing up in my bottom line.
Brent Upchurch is the franchisee of a number of McDonald's locations in the area. He says he's just a local business operator who makes pennies on the dollar.
But I will tell you that there is a wealth of people that work hard and have had a great career at McDonald's, supported their family, sent them to college.
And hopes any aggrieved employees would come talk to him.
Protests are scheduled in Milwaukee, Madison, Wausau, and Stevens Point. In a special session yesterday called by Governor Scott Walker, the State Assembly approved an extension of Badger Care benefits to some 72,000 people. Speaker Robin Voss says it was necessary due to the failures of President Obama.
At the very best, he misled the American public. At the very worst, he bold-faced lied.
In addition to the extension, some 80,000 childless adults will have to wait 3 months to get Badger Care coverage, action condemned by Minority Leader Peter Barca.
We can't control what happens in Washington, D.C., but what you were elected to do is to control what happens in the state of Wisconsin.
Five Democrats joined majority Republicans in passing the special session measure. The Senate is expected to take it up later this month. A required supermajority to raise state taxes would become part of the Constitution under a proposed amendment by two Republicans who say the measure would protect taxpayers. Hudson Representative Dean Knutson is one of those two.
Sales tax rates have tended to be on a one-way upward ratcheting effect. They tend to go up and never come down. We have yet to lower them in Wisconsin, but certainly there have been plenty of proposals to increase the sales tax.
The Republican majority has already passed a state law requiring two-thirds majorities in both the Assembly and the Senate before sales, income, or franchise taxes, could be raised. Now, Knutson and Brookfield Senator Leah Vukmir want to add the requirement to the state constitution, where it would be harder to change in the future. The proposal does not address user fees. A disturbing trend that has plagued other parts of the country has reached Milwaukee. It's called the knockout game, in which attackers point someone out at random and attack them. 53-year-old Tim Bessett was a victim when four people walked up behind him Monday night and beat him. He talked to several TV news crews yesterday about the attack, and Milwaukee police are warning people to be aware of their surroundings when they're walking alone. The Wisconsin DOT is holding a public involvement meeting in Sheboygan today regarding future work on a portion of Highway 42 in the city. The meeting will be at the Ecology Center in Maywood Park from 4 to 6 p.m. with a presentation at 4:30. The road project, scheduled for the summer of 2017, would focus on Calumet Drive between Main Avenue and 26th Street. This four-lane road would see the addition of bike lanes along with modifications to the street's intersection with North Avenue, plus new sidewalks, streetlights, and traffic signals. The DOT hopes those who attend will share their thoughts on the project and what impact it will have on the area. You probably didn't need the federal government to tell you this, but the USDA said Wisconsin had a year full of extreme weather in 2013. Farmers endured a severe drought to start the year, followed by a wet spring, a rainy summer, and finally another drought. In a report issued yesterday, the USDA said Wisconsin had its fourth wettest April since 1895 and its 12th wettest May. That included both rain and snow as winter dragged itself out. It delayed the spring crop planting, but it also resulted in a record production for maple syrup. The heaviest rains came in late June, where parts of southern Wisconsin had around a foot of it. After that, the state wilted into its 12th driest July in the past 119 years. The southwest half of the state returned to having drought conditions in August. They eased up in the fall with more rain and measurable snow that came a few weeks early in the north. Well, no snow in the forecast, but plenty of cold temperatures. Windy outside, partly sunny skies. Highs only in the low 20s. We'll cool down to 8 tonight and see plenty of sun tomorrow, but only a high near 16. That's check of your news and weather here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg. Now to return you to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.